Chicago has another bloody July 4-68 shot, 5 dead. Written by R. Court Kirkwood. Monday, July 8, 2019. As leftists everywhere caterwauled about President Trump's July 4th extravaganza because it included military hardware, the residents of Chicago were stabbing, shooting, and killing each other again. As with most holiday weekends in the city of Big Shoulders, some Chicagoans celebrated the 4th with a little more than sparklers and bottle rockets. Or even M80s and cherry bombs. Cops put the number of people shot through the holiday at 68. 5 are dead. Bad as that is, compared to other July 4th holidays, it was a relatively safe. 1,500 cops couldn't stop the mayhem. No matter how many cops are on duty, the lead flies and the bodies pile up, the Chicago Sun-Times reported in its dispatch on the gun violence. More than 1,500 police officers were scheduled to work extra hours to stem the violence that seems to repeat every July 4th in Chicago, but shootings on Independence Day left 2 dead and 14 wounded. On Friday, 3 were killed and 17 were wounded. Saturday saw 15 people shot, none fatally. 17 people were wounded on Sunday and there were no reported shootings Monday before 5 a.m. at the Navy Pier fireworks display. A major city holiday celebration ended in chaos as 3 people were stabbed and more than a dozen others were trampled in a subsequent stampede. Other victims of the gun violence included a 40-year-old shot in the gut and a 65-year-old shot in the face, arm, and back of the head. And, before dawn Friday, 2 people were killed in separate incidents within minutes of each other, the newspaper reported. About 2:55 a.m., a 22-year-old woman was on the street in the 4200 block of South Wells Street in Fuller Park when a male approached her and shot her in the head, police and the Cook County Medical Examiner's Office said. Less than 10 minutes earlier, a man was killed and a woman hurt in a double shooting in Austin on the west side. They were involved in a fight about 2:47 a.m. Friday outside in the 900 block of North Laverne Avenue when a male pulled out a gun and opened fire, police said. The target in that shooting died, too. In other words, it was just another routine holiday weekend. For some inexplicable reason, patriotic holidays seem to send the city's otherwise law-abiding gun owners into a frenzy of madness akin to what's depicted in the Purge films. Such was the explosion this July 4th that by 9:23 a.m. July 5th when the Chicago Tribune posted what it knew so far as the gunfire continued, the 5 were already dead. But just 30 had been wounded. Meanwhile, Harvard's top legal eagle, Lawrence Tribe, tweeted that the sight of tanks in President Trump's patriotic salute to America was chilling, so as a slab in Chicago's morgue. Past years. Yet this year's 4th wasn't near as bloody as 2017's, when 102 people were shot and 15 killed in a weekend of mayhem that began Friday, June 30th, and ran through Tuesday, July 4th. In 2014, July 4th was a Friday, 82 went down in gunfire that killed 14. Just before the latest weekend of mayhem and murder began, the Chicago Tribune published the tally for 2019 to 1,221. That's more than 6 people a day. The number of shootings through June 30th in past years are 2018 to 1,370, 2017 to 1,788, 2016 to 1,982, 2015 to 1,282, 2014 to 1,133, 2013 to 1,035, 2012 to 1,195. The Tribune noted that 149 fewer people have been shot compared to 2018. Prior to this holiday weekend, the most deadly was the first weekend in June, which ended with 52 wounded and 8 dead, the Tribune reported. USA Today reported that 10 were dead in a story that appeared later that day. Other holidays. July 4th isn't the only weekend that some Chicagoans celebrated with gunplay. The Sun-Times reported that 41 were shot and 7 killed over Memorial Day weekend. The Tribune put the figure at 43. Over the Labor Day weekend last year, 27 were shot and 4 were killed. Last summer, a police spokesman said the department would hire 300 more homicide detectives by the end of 2018. Subscribe to The New American and listen to more by clicking podcast on the top right corner of our homepage. Also, please consider donating to help us push out more content for you, our listeners.